It was the early morning hours of April 27, 1865. The steamboat Sultana was overcrowded, bearing a load of souls over five times its capacity. Then, tragedy struck. The story of the Sultana is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In April of 1865, the federal government had contracted for a group of steamboats to take former prisoners of war from the South back toward their homes in the North. One of those boats was the Sultana.
It was built in 1863 in Cincinnati, Ohio. It was 260 feet long and 42 feet wide. So it was designed to carry passengers as well as cargo.
Melody Walker says Reuben Hatch was the Union quartermaster in Vicksburg who helped oversee the loading of soldiers for that trip north.
Captain Reuben Hatch saw an opportunity to make some money, and he promised Captain Mason a full boatload of soldiers if he would give him a kickback of some of the money he was going to be paid by the federal government.
So Captain Mason of the Sultana took aboard over 1,900 soldiers plus paying passengers for a total group of 2,130 souls. The Sultana's capacity was 376. The boat made its way upriver, unloading some cargo in Memphis on the night of April 26th before resuming its trip. At 2 a.m. on the 27th, tragedy struck.
Huge explosion. In just a matter of hours, you have 1,167 deaths occur.
The explosion of the boiler sank the Sultana. Of the 1,167 who died, 1,047 were Union soldiers headed home after the war. Those who were still alive in the water struggled to latch on to anything that would help them stay afloat.
As long as the boat was burning, they had a little bit of light. But once the fire goes out, they are in complete darkness.
The story concludes next time as we travel the countryside in Marion, Arkansas. I'm Andrew McCrae.